We're happy to have you all here this evening. James has got a really good training plan for you tonight, so he's going to need all the time he can get. So go ahead and take it away, James.
All right. Good evening, everyone. I'm speaking to you live, Melbourne, Florida, where it's been a super day. It's been a really active day. And I hope that y'all have printed out the notes that I sent you. There's about 15 pages. I know it's quite a lot. And I'm going to brief you over those real quick. The first one, of course, is the cover sheet to all our notes. The week 10, Team Zenith. Look at the focus of the week. Look at the subtitle there. Contribute to the success of others. By helping others, you help yourself. If you'll keep that in mind while you're out there prospecting and recruiting, believe me, that it will serve you well. If you look at your action steps, there's quite a lot more to do. That reminds me, I got an email from one of our guys here, and he says, here's my week 9 homework for Team Zenith. It seems our success is coming in different ways during this training, not always in line with all the homework, but success is success. And him and his wife had a very successful weekend. And folks, it's not necessarily the action steps that are causing this success. It's the activity. The activity brings success, okay? All right, turn your page to the next one there. It says Part 1, Business Planning Session, Getting Started Right. Basically, this is what I'm using now for when I introduce someone at their Get Started meeting, which we're going to talk about here in length here in just a few moments. And there's two or three pages of that, including on one of the pages there, Common Mistakes Everyone Makes. Read all of this, if you will, and if I was you, I would start using this whenever you bring somebody into the business. Especially this fast start checklist, the business planning session, fast start checklist. You'll notice that I have rewritten this again, and I've referred to the business owner's kit in many of the instances because it's laid out extremely well. It's the best business owner's kit I've seen. I've referred to it a lot. If this is sort of the core, though, if you will, of everything that a person needs to be doing when they first get started. And then on the next page, other important business building items of interest and importance. I've got the very important conference calls, their numbers, and so forth. You know what? Come to think of it, that's because Team Zenith is basically by invitation only. Okay, the one-year commitment letter. If you can get someone to write this and to we'll fill it out and send it to their sponsor and to me and to Bob Giddens and to the founder, Mike Jackson, there's something about when somebody signs something that they're more committed. And I can guarantee you that when you get somebody to sign this thing, you've got somebody that wants to build a business. The next page, how to make a coordinating sales manager. What I've done is broke down the average numbers in EagleQuest of how many presentations it takes to the warm market, the lukewarm market, which is, of course, the warm market of your warm market and the cold market. And I broke this down in an 18-month period, what it would take in order for you to make coordinating sales manager, right down to the day, how many presentations you have to do, how many approaches you have to do, etc. This can be quite handy if you'll use it. And then on the next page, money making answers to frequently asked questions. These were actually excerpts from one time me and Jennifer was heading up to an SI, and she asked me some of these questions, and these were the answers. And as a matter of fact, part of the training on Saturday at the Debbie DiOrio meeting is going to be the answers to a lot more than these questions. But we intend to have a pretty good time, and those of you in the area are going to be able to learn a lot. The next page is a recommended reading list. I've added to this from the previous list that I have given you. I don't remember which week it was, but one of the weeks I give you a reading list. And this is more books that we've come up with and that have been suggested to us from Team Zenith personnel. And these are all excellent books. You can go up here, take this little evaluation, and find out which books you should read first. This will help you out a lot. Okay, this next page is the customer appreciation letters, and I'll be quite honest with you, I don't know if this is still available. As of about a year ago, it was, and this was put together by Master Sales Managers Dennis and Jane Gillen, They do a lot of selling, and they went the extra mile there and got a lot of outstanding testimonials. And as you can see, they're categorized in your different professions there. And so these are pretty handy whenever you're talking to somebody in one of those professions. The next page there, the progress measurement chart. This is just an example, but this will help keep you on track. It will help you know where you're falling down in. You know, if you're not making enough approaches to do enough presentations to, you know, to reach your goals, this will help you determine that and sort of help you in your time management. And this next page, what are you going to do with the money? This is for your benefit. This is to help you solidify where you want to go with EcoQuest. You know, if you want to make sales manager and make $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 a month, you need to know what you're going to do with the money. If you'll write down those, what you're going to do with the money, it will solidify your goals and help you find the time to do it. Okay. This week, I want to give you some insights on why and how an organization grows. Now, you've heard many times that EcoQuest is all about duplication. But what does that really mean? What is it that we're exactly, you know, trying to duplicate? I'm going to go into duplication very extensively next week, but for now, I'm just going to make a few observations. A lot of y'all know that I spent 21 years in the service, and I went from an enlisted man to a warrant officer in the Navy. So when I retired from the service, I was pretty well accustomed to giving orders and those orders being carried out. And I joined my first MLM program in 1987. And at that time, I'd heard that duplication was the name of the game. So I was out trying to force my downline to act the same as me and to dress the same as me and talk the same as me. And, you know, as if that was a secret. Well, folks, here's the real secret. When you try to put pants on a pig, you get muddy and the pig gets mad. Now, if we're not trying to get the mechanic and the secretary and the student and the accountant and the housewife and the professional, if we're not trying to get them to all act the same, what is it that we're trying to do? Well, we're trying to duplicate a result. Just like a golfer, you swing a club different than me and different than Arnold Palmer or Tiger Woods. But we're all trying to achieve the same result. And in mine and your case, we're trying to do it with a minimum of lost balls. See, the result we are looking for in EcoQuest is it's a function of a repeated pattern and mathematics. If the pattern is repeated often enough, a ratio will appear. Now, y'all have heard that from Jim Rohn. Those of you that have read or listened to Jim Rohn tapes, you know that that's what he says. If a pattern is repeated often enough, a ratio will appear. If he makes this many presentations, this many people join. And once you have that ratio, you're unstoppable. Okay, I'm going to give you the five-step rotational repeated pattern that is the lifeblood of your EcoQuest business, and then I'm going to give you some important details on each. And we've actually went over four of these, but they're so important that we're going to revisit them. And then we're going to spend some time on that fifth step, which is the business planning session. And some of y'all know this as the Get Started meeting. Okay, here's the five-step system, which you're going to want to write this down. You've got it all, but I would have me a short note here. Because these are the five important steps. This is the system in order to take you to the top. Number one. The new dealer must make a master list of people to contact and a 20 reasons why they are doing this business list. Okay, that's number one. Number two, the new dealer must contact a prospect with deliberate purpose. Number three, the new EcoQuest business owner, I interchange those, I'll probably say dealer most of the time though. The new dealer must present our opportunity in a manner to get the prospect as a new dealer, a new customer, or a source of referrals. Number four, the dealer must follow up with the prospect repeatedly to answer objections and to move the prospect towards making a decision. Number five, when a prospect becomes a new dealer, there must be a formalized get started training within 48 hours. Okay, let me give you some details on let's start with number one. The new dealer must make a master list of people to contact and a 20 reasons list. So, why do we create this list? Well, there's several reasons. The new dealer will hopefully have influence and credibility with some of the list, and that's going to increase the probability of sponsoring them onto the team. Family and friends, they may be sympathetic and supportive of this new dealer's entrepreneurial effort and buy products to aid in his, you know, in his new business launch. Now, both of those scenarios will create early results and small successes, and folks, that's vital, you know, in building the new dealer's confidence. Building the list, it also creates discipline and focus. EagleQuest is, it's a business of sorting and sifting, not of convincing and selling. See, with a big list, the new dealer, he can move quickly to find, oh, 4 out of 50 or so that are ready right now, today, you know, that are actively seeking an opportunity. In other words, there's 4 aces in a deck of cards, right? See, the same goes for your list. For every 50, 52, 55 people on that list, you're going to find 4 people on there that can work this opportunity and become successful at it. See, building the 100 names list is really only step one. In other words, there's only 2 types of people in the world, those you know and those you don't know. But what you need to remember is the gold is in the database. That list, is it's got to continue to grow with referrals and new contacts and lead generation, things of that nature. And your new people, they must be taught how to grow this list for the duration of their careers. And Bob Giddens' Spiral Notebook is a good starting point in growing this list. Speaking of Bob Giddens, I hope you all listened to the 9:30 call this morning. It was outstanding. It was a fellow named Bo Jarvis, who made sales manager in 90 days. And it's interesting that he did it exactly how we have been teaching you. In other words, folks, what we're doing, we're teaching you exactly how we grew so fast, okay? All right, train your new dealer to at least double the size of their list in the first year. You can discuss creative ways to build the size of this master list, and things like Toastmaster and Chamber of Commerce and fraternal organizations like the Rotary and things of that nature, and B&I clubs. These are all excellent ways to help grow that list. They're especially good for that shy dealer who, you know, they need to meet new people and develop those vital skills that are essential for success, those people skills. Now, while your new dealer is making up this list, you may hear something like this: but I don't want to talk to my friends and family. I'm sure some of y'all, if you're working this thing, you've heard that already. And I'll tell you, this is where your patience is going to be tested. Mine's been tested more than once. But I got to tell you, it's a pathetic phrase, and it angers me. And the reason being is because it's really weak. What they're saying is, I'm so pathetic that no one would believe me. I don't believe in myself. I don't believe in EagleQuest. I don't believe in the products. Why don't you just change my diaper and do it all for me? That's what they're saying whenever they say, I don't want to talk to my friends and family. I just can't imagine why anybody wouldn't want to help their friends and family. So what do? Do you say something like, there, poor little scared EagleQuester? That's okay. You don't grow. Don't become a leader. Don't work on yourself or your confidence. Just hide here behind my apron and I'll run ads for you. Folks, what you have there is a deficiency in belief. See, that person will likely fail within, 6 months at the most, if you weaken and allow them to follow that easier path. That individual's only hope at making it long-term is to undergo some sort of a personal development program and work intensely on themselves and their belief systems. Now, let's say that you did sponsor this new person. What would you do if you knew that for every name on their list, you made $50 per name per year? Would you spend an hour with them doing memory jogger exercises to help them build that list? Would you train them, you know, how to obtain referrals and to generate new prospects on a continuous basis? What would those activities do to your paycheck? Think about that. Now, here's another clue. When someone says they run out of warm market names, then that's a sign they never really worked the system properly. Now, why is that? Well, because every time you give a presentation to someone, you're getting 10, 15, 20 names from them. You remember me talking about that? It was week four on how to get those names. If we got time, when this is over, if we got time, I'll go back to week four there and bring that out again. It's powerful, and it's something that you need to be doing as part of your presentation. Another reason that this list is so important is if your new person flakes out, which 40% or more will, just count on it, you've got more names. Plus, for the most part, they're local names. And not only that, they're free names. Of course, let me tell you, it's in your best interest and theirs to work deep under this new person with his names, because once he gets a check, once he starts getting the check and he sees that this whole thing works, he's going to get more excited and he won't quit. And you're working with your new person with two-on-ones and follow-ups. Following up is where you are promoting the next event, or the next home meeting, or the next hotel meeting. And believe me, once you get going, the excitement will become just unreal. These meetings will become exciting, and it was all accomplished with free leads. When you do a home meeting on your 5th or your 6th or your 10th or 12th level and you sign up some new dealers, what you want to do next is to call all those dealers in between and tell them what happened. The result will be that you'll create excitement, and some of those dealers in between, they'll start building width. And folks, when you start seeing width and depth in that leg, believe me, it will explode. You know, if you're working it right, a leg will go from 20 people to 200 people in about 5 or 6 months. Let me say that again. Let that sink in. When you're working this five-step system right, a leg will go from 20 people to 200 people in 5 or 6 months. Now, how do I know that? Because that's what happened to Jennifer and I several times. Okay, number two, the new dealer must contact a prospect with deliberate purpose. Okay, this is a huge failure point with most EcoQuesters, but your team's seen it, so you're not like most dealers. You all have received the scripts and the training on why you're calling a prospect, and you've taken out this ineptitude that's created a massive fear of rejection. Okay, you know what deliberate purpose is, and you have their list. Now what? Well, you initiate focused action. Do y'all remember that? We talked about that in an earlier Team Zenith session, and it is the one constant of success. It lies at the heart of the secret. Man, if you want to be successful, I mean really, really successful, then you must master the principle of initiating focused action. Let me describe initiating focused action with a scenario with your new dealer. You and your new dealer are at their business planning session, and you're sipping a cup of coffee, and you're sitting at the kitchen table of this wonderful new couple that you just personally sponsored, and you've done the fast start planning form that we just went over earlier in this call, and you've built a list of 100 names. Now what? They're staring at you. It's time for you to shine. It's time for you to show your leadership and begin that initiating focused action. If you look back on that fast start form that I pointed out earlier, we made a mini list of the top 6 prospects, and plus we scheduled their first home in-home presentation a few days into the future. Now, why do we do that, and what result does this produce? Well, it gives you a focused starting point. It gives you a focused starting point, and folks, that is critical. The new person, he's tentative. Sometimes he's even scared. As their sponsor, you need to help them get some momentum. You need to help them get that ball rolling. And that's the principle of initiating focused action. My recommendation, hand them the phone and pick up your cup of coffee and watch for their reaction. Their face literally screams, "You mean we actually got to call people?" Most don't say a whole lot. They just gulp really hard and they start to sweat and they stammer around and they get nervous. Well, that's good. That pure adrenaline rush will disappear in time as they gain confidence. At the same time, you get to remember what it's like to be a raw rookie. Live vicariously through them and share that moment. But whatever you do, don't let them dial. That would be like tying T-bone steaks to your rookie and throwing him into the pit of hungry lions. Before they dial, you need to invest time in role-playing with one of the inviting scripts that I sent you several inviting scripts here a couple, 3 weeks ago. Find out which one they're comfortable with and then practice and practice and practice. Okay, number three, the new EcoQuest business owner must present our opportunity in a manner to get the prospect as a new dealer, a new customer, or a source of referrals. If you don't do one of the three, it's just a massive waste of time and resources for that new dealer. And you know, after a while, they just get tired of that. And they'll start looking elsewhere. Folks, if you can't show the plan or do a presentation, believe me, you will never build a business. You need to learn how to do that. I believe it was around week four where you received training on how to show the plan, you know, the ingredients of a good EcoQuest presentation. Yeah. Now, you all know how to do it, right? So your success rate, it's going to be climbing as you gain experience. All right, number four, the dealer must follow up with the prospect repeatedly to answer objections and move the prospect towards making the decision. See, lack of any formalized follow-up procedures or training, it creates dismal results in most organizations. The fact is, most downlines, most of them are devoid of any follow-up scripts or tools or a system of any kind. Of course, you're different. Your team's Zenith. You have all of the above, and that's why you have a better chance of making it to the top. Along these same lines, let me answer one of the questions that came in last week. We had several people say, no one's doing anything in my group. Well, folks, if you are waiting for your downline to make you rich, you may as well be buying lottery tickets. If no one's doing anything in your group, you must initiate it. Here's what you do. You call up your people and you say, let's do some three-way calls with your downline. You don't talk about the weather. You don't, you know, talk about what happened last week at the Rotary Club. No chit-chat. You tell them, look, give me your top three names. Let's call them. Let's work some depth and width together. And if they say no, you tell them, enjoy the products and move on. Next. And then you find somebody else to talk to. Or if you're on the phone with them, you're doing a three-way with one of their people, and you know they're not up to it, same thing. Enjoy the products. Next. Go find somebody that you can work with. You keep in mind, you're looking for people who are willing to put you in front of other people. By getting on the phone and doing three ways with these people, that's how you're going to start creating excitement. And that's how people start doing things. People get into the activity. All right, number five. When a prospect becomes a new dealer, there must be a formalized getting started training within 48 hours to calm the buyer's remorse and to remove that sting of critical family members and to capitalize and focus the new recruit's enthusiasm into productive action. Buyer's remorse, you all heard of it before many a time, and I was the same way. Lord have mercy. When that success pack came in that my brother allowed me to use his credit card with, when that thing come in, I was scared to death. You know, what in the world am I doing? And it was shortly thereafter I got a call from Bob Giddens, and you know, it sort of alleviated any apprehension that I had. And within 45 days, that success pack was gone. I used my brother's credit card and got another one. Did that three times, as a matter of fact. Parlayed that all into a huge managership. The sting of critical family members, well, I was kind of used to that. A lot of y'all know that I was in a lot of MLM companies, and they pretty much banned me from talking about MLM at family gatherings and things of that nature. Okay, speaking of Bob Giddens, y'all know him as the top earner in EcoQuest, and he regards this skill as one of the most important in the program, and so do I. You know, now that you've got the insights of the past several weeks of Team Zenith, sponsoring should be a snap. So now you need to get your new people started. And, you know, I know this can be frustrating at times because no matter what you do, there's going to be people who just don't do as you ask. But you can't take it personally. You just got to keep sponsoring and looking for those leaders who will. I am a firm believer in the use of a unified training system. Now, a unified training system means that you have one roadmap that everyone follows without exception when they first get started. And, you know, once they've been activated or, you know, or seen results through the system, they can expand in different areas, you know, like business briefings and meetings and drop cards and, you know, the whole gamut of prospecting techniques, you know, whatever suits their strengths. And I'll tell you, my local prospecting CDs and manual is a good place to start. If you don't have that, you need to call me. Here's why I believe it's so important to teach one single system in the beginning to the new EcoQuest business owner. Number one, a single focus produces repetition and belief. Okay? Number two, belief produces confidence. And number three, confidence produces results. Folks, we are teaching you what we did to grow our business so dramatically fast when we first joined. And I'm telling you, it's the most effective business building system that you can find anywhere. And when you have a huge group, you know, that'll function without you, then you can go out and experiment. But until then, man, I really advise you to master what we're teaching you and then teach it and then preach it without any kind of deviation. As your new dealers, they hear the same training over and over and over again, it will inspire the belief within them that this all works, and they'll just follow it. And once that belief is instilled, it will produce confidence, and that confidence is man, that's like the most vital ingredient to success. Look at it this way. Imagine the confusion that would arise if you introduced a new system or a new method to building the business every 30, 40, 50, 60 days. How can anything ever get taught, or how can anything ever get duplicated if it's always changing? So how do you instruct a new generation of future leaders or conduct team-wide training calls if one of your legs is just, you know, it does meetings and uses tool A, and the other calls leads and uses tool B? You know, it's just, there's nothing unified there, and it's, there's going to be confusion, and people are just going to sit and not do anything. That's what happens to new team members. They're confused, and they sit there, and they don't have any belief. They don't know who's right and which system works best, and so they don't want to make a mistake, so they just sit there and they don't do anything. Now, I'm telling you, a unified training system means that everyone, from your personally sponsored dealers down to your 50th level, receive the exact same training. And folks, that's what this team, seeing the training, is all about. This is going to become our team's unified training system. Everyone, my open group, is going to start getting this. Look at it this way. Look at McDonald's. Do they give you a choice between three training manuals and three ways to run the restaurant? Well, certainly not. They came up with the best possible method, and they live by that method without exception. That's how they can take an 18-year-old with a high school degree and put him in charge of a $1 million business. Think about that. Another piece to this unified training system is the inclusion and the repetition of clearly communicated expectations. Now, let me explain that. What kind of expectations do you communicate to your prospects and to your downline? Do you cater to weakness? Do you just let anyone join at any level? But James, I can't afford $1,000 to start. Can I just buy a $49 kit and maybe just a fresh air buddy? Do I have to get so much product and on that AAA auto ship too? Folks, here's the translation of that statement. I know deep down I'm going to fail. I just want to buy some hope so I can tell myself I tried, but I want to buy that hope for as little money as possible. Folks, this is not the type of person you're looking for. Next, okay? If the dream is there, they'll find a way. That is why that dream building portion of your presentation is so important. So my advice is do it right the first time or just don't even do it. You know, these are the training calls you'll be on. This is what you're going to do the first 30 days. This is what you're going to do the second 30 days. This is the product you're going to get. This is the tools that you need. This is how we're going to build your list. This is how we're going to contact your list. These are expectations. And I highly recommend everyone who joins our organization join with the same minimum purchase or greater. Now, of course, that's difficult. You know, we got this different product kits that are, they're changing periodically because of the addition of new products and all. But if someone doesn't come in with about $1,000 worth of products or so, they're just product buyers. They're not business builders. Of course, we, you know, we love our product buyers, but that's not where you're going to spend your time. That's not where you're going to be building a business. You know, when you start, you pick up so much amount of product on your initial order, and then you go to auto ship, and you get so much amount of product per month, and that's it. You can't come in with a fresh air buddy. You can't come in with a $49 kit. Now, of course, preferred customers, they don't fall within those rules. You know, back to, you do it right the first time, or just don't do it. Not only does this ensure duplication, but it takes the pressure off your new guys when they're asking for an order, because they don't have to twist their prospect's arm or you know, try to sell them into buying sufficient product and get on auto ship. This is what it is. Take it or leave it. You know, if you've been communicating these expectations within your marketing pieces and your tools and so forth, closing people becomes a non-issue, because your prospects already know what your expectations are, and more importantly, why those expectations are in place. You must communicate leadership and responsibility and the expectation of strength while prospecting, or what's going to happen is the foundation of your business will be based on the wrong type of person, and you don't want that. You'll be spinning your wheels. Okay, it's standard. It's unified. If you want to join our team, this is how you join, period. Again, if that dream is there, they'll find a way. That's why that dream building portion of your presentation is so vitally important. Okay, of course you want to get, you know, your new guy off to a good start, but what you really want to do is train your existing dealers to become trainers. Our ultimate goal and product are well-trained dealers. I hope you all remember that. That was week one. Okay, and the only way you can produce a walk-away income is if you train and produce leaders. If you have a superstar upline that does one or two training calls a week for the whole team, well, that's great. You can't rely on just that. You've got to do your part. See, once you make sales manager level, which means you've got an average of 50 to 100 people or so in your organization, you'll need to start holding your own weekly team calls and meetings, and actually should be doing it before then, or a weekly e-zine. David McBurney puts out a weekly e-zine, and some of y'all others probably do too, but I'm not copied on. I'm copied on David's, and he puts out an excellent e-zine to all his people. And, you know, he does this with the guidance from me and Bob Giddens, and y'all will get the same thing. And once you produce that first sales manager leader, well, the duty goes on to him and so on. In other words, he needs to be starting to doing that. Here's the bottom line. Train your people to become trainers. Let me give you a scenario. A little story. Let's pretend I join your downline today. I called EcoQuest, I ordered some product and a new business owner's manual, and then I phoned you for help. Well, where do we go from here? Well, the first thing you did was book a time to do a Get Started training. And we met on a Saturday morning before the local Super Saturday training. And you then pulled out this Fast Start Checkoff form, and basically, which is that business planning session that we talked about earlier. And it took me about 20 minutes or so to complete it. By the end of the form, I had done all the relevant paperwork, and I had ordered my first batch of product, and you helped me schedule my first month's meetings and briefings and trainings and, you know, conference calls and so forth. And I had this hot list of my first six prospects, and I had ordered a batch of training tools. Man, I was all ready. Step one done. Step two, you give me copies of a memory jogger form from the business owner's manual. And within 30 minutes, I had about 70 names written down. And you give me three colored markers. Red was for prospects that I thought would be hot for the business, and green was for possible product users, and blue was for prospects that I really didn't know them all that well. And you told me that you would Eric these prospects later. And I sent you all an email. If you remember, I sent you an email about the Eric formula for evaluating your people last week in an email. And then you gave me a lot of photocopies. And one of them had a script to contact people to watch the DVD. And one had a script to follow up the DVD. And one had a listing of my five levels of upline and their phone numbers. And another had a calendar of events of all the business briefings in the other cities that I could invite guests to. And I'll remember thinking how huge this opportunity is. And it will really give me a sense of confidence to know there are people to help. And then you showed me this small workbook with sample ads and postcards and flyers. You helped me to understand that once I was trained and went through my warm market for experience, Then I could create endless prospects into cold marketing. And that was great news because you didn't dump me into talking to strangers from day one. Important note there, folks. You then hooked me up with the DVDs they used to do the home meetings, and it was brilliantly simple. They called it Power Play. Press power, then stick the DVD in the DVD player and press play. How did you know to teach me all this? Well, that's because your organization did a Super Saturday training every week. The local leaders took turns teaching it. And guess what the content was? How to do a business plan with a new EcoQuest business owner. How to make a list with a new dealer. How to contact that list. How to do the power play. The training was teaching the members how to do a training. Listen to that sentence again. The training was teaching the members how to do a training. See, they didn't do a training. They taught how to do a training. So I did my whole fast start planning session at 9 o'clock Saturday morning. Then at 10 o'clock, I learned how to do the training with my new people. You were brilliant. Folks, the new dealer begins his or her business at step one, the master list, and rotates that five-step pattern repeatedly. The five-step pattern is the heart and soul of building a massive organization. So one of the most important things for you to know today is that the velocity at which that five-step rotational occurs is determined by simplicity. You complicate any step along the way, and believe me, what's going to happen is your new people are going to get stuck. You know, we talk a lot about momentum in EcoQuest, and an organization in momentum in they grow somewhere in the neighborhood of 5 to 15% per month, and sometimes higher. And that doubles in size every 5 to 12 months. You look at any organization enjoying that, and I guarantee you one thing. They have a simple story, and they have a simple way to share it. And what you've learned over these past few weeks is exactly what we did to grow our business so rapidly and so huge. You follow these five steps to a T, and I guarantee you, your business will grow to new heights that never even thought of by yourself. Okay, next week we're going to thoroughly cover duplication, and we're also going to cover a little bit on advertising. We need to get into some prospecting methods, and the first one I'm going to talk about is advertising. We'll cover that next week. It's going to be a good one, and I hope to see you all then. We're going back to open line now.
All callers are unmuted.
Tennessee. Charlene Fisher, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Thank you for the call.
Thank you, Charlene.
James, Jennifer, thanks a lot. Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
This is Dorothy Barber in Columbus, Ohio, formerly from Okeechobee.
Hey, Dorothy. Jennifer just told me today that you was up north someplace.
Yeah, I'm in Columbus, Ohio, where I could be.
Hey, that you're getting an unfair advantage there. You're up there recruiting before we get there.
I got a couple appointments.
outstanding. That's great.
Sue Ann and Bob Santiago from Okeechobee, Florida. Thank you very much. Loved it.
Thanks, James.
Thanks, James. That was a dynamic talk.